It's the Rush Hour with MG's Advent Calendar, day number 18. Liam Flanagan here. After the Roosters won the grand final, we had our first ever Mad Tuesday special show on the rooftop of the Triple M studios. And Victor Radley, beers, beers and more beers, gave us a memorable interview. Better
watch out. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG's Advent Calendar.
Mate, beers, beers and more beers. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Before that, it's better than Lego. Now it's beers, beers, and
more
beers.
Victor Radley from the Sydney Roosters.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me, boys. Cheers.
Brother, 28 first grade games, and you are now a premiership winning player for the Roosters. How does that sound?
Mate, it feels so good. I'm sitting here just looking at my ring right now as we're talking, so it's bloody hectic.
Victor, whereabouts are you at the moment?
Mate, I'm sitting on my balcony. Could you? We're about to, me and Teddy about to jump in the Uber and head to our preso. So I've been a bit crook today. So I'm looking forward to maybe having a few more beers.
Was it something you ate?
Oh, something I ate. Yeah, food poisoning. I think.
Salmonella's a bastard, mate. Watch it.
Hey, Victor. We always talk about. We know Luke Keary won the Clive Churchill Medal, but there's always you guys have your own award for the player you think was your best player on the field. Whose performance did you love in your grand final win?
Mate, to be honest, I probably can't go past Luke Keary. Yeah, you know, he got the Clive Churchill, but for what he'd done during the week, you know. At the start of the week with Cronk, obviously not been off chain or not knowing if he's going to play, and he just stood up and he led from the front, and I think everyone said he jumped on the back of him, so yeah, he done well.
When was the actual moment that you knew that Cooper Cronk was actually playing?
Oh, mate, I found out the day before the game.
Wow.
So yeah, after the whole week of training's been finished, then he made the call, so yeah, it was almost when everyone else found out, so it was definitely no secret or anything. I weren't hiding anything, so you just had to see how he went.
Well, it was actually, because when you say that it was the day before the game, it actually looked like that, because when something happens before a grand final like that, something so profound that you get an announcement or a boost before a game, it's like you guys went, wow, here we are, our best player, or one of our best players, about to take the field with a broken shoulder. You knew how bad his shoulder was. You all kind of rose in stature 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I remember when he told us, we just pulled in there at Roosters, and I got goosebumps, so for him to play and then end up winning, oh, he's a beast, man.
You're a beast too, brother. You're a beast as well.
Hey, Victor, your crew, the Bonte Boardriders mob, 100-plus of them made the journey out there. How was Sunday night with that lot?
Mate, so much fun. I can't remember too much, but I just remember, I don't know what happened by the end of it. I think I was at home at one point, but mate, we had the best time ever. You know, I don't even think it was just Sunday night. I think it was the whole season, you know, seeing them there every week, getting behind me and getting behind the team. It's so mad.
Well, you're a 2018 Premier, and you're also a champion bloke who's rid the unbelievable wave in 28 games of rugby league. And where to now? The world, your oyster, brother.
Man, I think I've just got to enjoy the next couple of weeks, and then I don't think anything's going to come easy for me, so I'll also get back in and work as hard as I did last year.
Yeah, I reckon lay off the interviews as well.
Well, no, if anybody...
my voice is gone.
If there's anybody out there from Butter Menthol or Andy Cole who want somebody to be the ambassador, here he is.
The voice and face of
Fisherman's Friend, someone.
Victor Radley from the Sydney Roosters, we thank you for your time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, boys.
Congratulations. Enjoy the break.